ask me any questions about this trouble. And not to ask anybody else.
I did ask Ruth. I'm very sorry, but I did.
What did Ruth say?
She said I'll know soon enough.
No, Peter. It's not necessary that you should know at all. It's about business.
Government business, Mother?
Yes. Now, it's bedtime, my darlings. Don't worry. It'll all come right in the end.
Don't you worry either, Mother. We'll all be as good as gold.
We'll begin first thing tomorrow.
Why not now?
There's nothing to be good about now, silly.
We might begin to try to feel good and not call names.
Who's calling names? Bobby knows that when I say silly, it's just the same as if I say Bobby.
I don't know any such thing.
I mean, it's just what is it Father calls it? A germ of endearment. Good night.
Everything continued to be perfectly horrid for some weeks.
Mother was nearly always out.
Meals were dull and dreary.
Then one day, Mother came down to breakfast very pale and with lines on her face that used not to be there.
Now, my pets, everything is settled. We're going to leave this house and go and live in the country. Such a dear little white house. I know you'll love it.
Of course we will, Mother.
We must be all packed by the weekend.
We're not being forced to leave, are we, Mother?
Of course not, Phyllis. It's just time we had an adventure.
I never imagined we owned so many things. Crockery, blankets, candlesticks, bedsteads.
Oh, what about the red turtle shell cabinet?
Oh, we can't take everything, Bobby.
But we seem to be taking all the ugly things.
We're taking the useful ones. We've got to play at being poor for a bit. Oh, lend me a hand with this, Bobby.
Soon, all the ugly, useful things were packed and taken away in a van.
And a cab came to take us to the station.
We were off. At first, we looked out of the window. Then, it grew dark.
Remember the summer Father took us up to Scotland in the train?
We played that game. Who could tell the longest story without stopping?
And Mother won.
Phyllis ate all the cucumber sandwiches before we'd left London.
I did not.
Did too.
Children.
Where should we go this summer, Mother?
Phyllis.
What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong, darling. Try to think of this journey as a holiday.
Mother's right. We're on a train. And trains are jolly.
I like being on trains with Father.
Here, Phil. Cheese and pickled onion. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack, clickety-clack.
Oh, I feel sleepy.
Me too.
Then sleep, darlings. Trains are excellent places for a good snooze.